Welcome back to all my diehard listeners. Hit that like button. To all my new watchers, hit that subscribe button and hit the bell. I promise not to disappoint. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So if you want to support the content, join the Patreon, or you could join my community on locals.com. Links below.
Ho, ho, can make a mom out of a ho, ho.
What are you singing?
I mean, yeah, your kids know you a ho. Like, kids aren't stupid. Kids know there's different guys coming in and out. Kids are aware that you're dressing in a way that's provocative. Your own kid know you ain't shit. Don't be surprised.
Living with my boyfriend has really given me a new appreciation for my mom. I called her the other week to just ask her how long it lasts, because I can't do this for the next 60 years. The worst thing is that she says it doesn't stop.
Yeah, bitch, that's what I got you for. Fuck me, suck me, clean up after me, and make me some food from time to time. If you can't do the job, I'll get another bitch in here to do it. Like, why are you complaining about doing your duty as a woman? Yes, it's your duty as a woman to clean up after your man. He probably work all day. Shit, I don't know if he pay all the bills, but especially if he pay all the bills. It's your job. And even if he don't pay all the bills, hey, that's what I got you for. It's one of the downsides that come with having a man, just like there's plenty of downsides with having a live-in girlfriend or a wife. You got to take the good and the bad with life. That's what women don't get. They want everything to be peaches and cream, roses and fairy tales. So just chalk it up to the game. All the benefits you get of having that man in your life, take the bad with it too. Even though, I mean, I wouldn't really consider this all that bad. You got to pick up some shit from time to time. So fucking what? Stop bitching. Women are always going to find something to bitch about. I think that's their comfort zone, is having something to bitch about. I think they like it. And if they didn't have something to bitch about, they'll just stir up some drama out of nothing.
And I don't know how I'm going to do it. Like, you ask them once, they don't do it. You ask them more than once, and then you're nagging, and then you just do it yourself. Like, how is that a fair, like, I don't understand what I'm supposed to do here. I mean, I can't just leave it there. It's going to drive me crazy. So what do I do? Like, I really need answers.
I like you. Have a cupcake. I like you. Have a cupcake.
Good men see this and just want to be done with dating. Because they're out there working hard, building for their future family. And that's not easy. It's not easy just deciding not to take the easy route out. And then he sees content like this, and one of two things happens. One, he's in a really good place and he knows that he is not the one that's broken. Or two, he's actually felt this in his real life. And this content just reinforces that little whisper telling him.
I mean, no, don't feel bad. If she fuck with drug dealers and narcissists and gangbangers and whatever, we all know that's not going to work out for her in the long run. So she going to get her payback in the long run. She's going to be sitting wishing that she would have picked a decent man from the beginning. And when she really fucked up, she might even come to you and be like, oh, hey, stranger, no thank you. I'd rather die alone.
To just screw it. Just take the easy way. Let's be that other kind of guy that's actually getting the woman that he wants. It sucks because she's normalizing it and turning it into some kind of joke. But I'm here to tell you that it is not for you to change. Because you never change to fit into someone else's toxicity. Trust me.
Hey guys, so today I'm in a Ford Mustang at 2012, and I'm gonna be reviewing the seats and the inside of the car. So the seats are very nice, cozy, leather. In the inside of a Mustang, I know they seem very small.
Yeah, nice cans. But look, never date a woman like this. Never date a woman who walk around with her tatas out. This isn't wife material, this isn't mother material. This is one night stand and never talk to her again material.
But they can haul some pretty big objects in here, so don't be afraid. And I approve. Bye now.
Just a quick little note for the ladies. Men are like tissues. They're disposable, okay? You use a tissue.
No, you're the tissue that men use to come in and on. You're the tissue. Let's be very clear. Cool, okay, men are disposable. Keep swapping them out until you're 90. We all know women aren't happy with that life. They make it seem cute on TikTok, but most women don't want to switch up guys every week. It's not a win. Nobody sees that as a successful woman. Except other toxic bitches who ain't never gonna be happy.
It gets dirty, you throw it out, right? A man comes into your life, he does you dirty, toss him out. Pull another tissue.
You just told on yourself. You tossed him out because he did you dirty. Guys keep doing you dirty because you ain't shit. You were trying to make it seem like it was so empowering for you to keep switching up guys. But no, they keep switching up you. That's why they're doing you dirty. You're not valuable.
Here comes the simp. Hello, simp. Welcome.
She really tricked you. She really tricked you. And think, if she posts all her Instagram pics from the face up, you could have got fooled. But here's the thing. If you're a moderately attractive woman, even if you're fat, or honestly, even if you're not attractive, you could make a living just for being a woman, not even having sex. There's nothing a woman can't make money doing. She can make money eating apple pie in front of a camera. She could make money making videos cutting her toenails. Life on easy mode.